Despite a decreased percentage of fatalities last year, the heavy truck industry is facing a much larger issue, requiring a switch in focus towards mental health. As the second driest country in the world and home for more than 25 million people, it's fair to say that thanks to our truck drivers, supplies can reach areas with little accessibility. So who are the people of the industry, and why is the industry classified as one of the unhealthiest and deadliest jobs in Australia, if not because of road fatalities? Launched this month, Health in Gear is a support program developed by the AusHelp Foundation and people within the industry to ensure a better well-being for drivers. Today, we are joined by Lyndall Denny, truck driver and one of the 6 ambassadors for the program. Good morning, Lyndall.
Good morning, Marlene. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for joining us on this nice blue sky kind of morning.
Oh, that sounds good. My pleasure.
Now, I wanted to start off, you've been in the industry for 8 years, and if I understand it right, it was actually a rather aggressive incident with a truck driver that inspired a shift in career. Could you tell us what happened that day and why it led to the path you are still on today?
Yes, I guess if you'd have asked me 10 years ago or told me that I was going to be a heavy vehicle driver, I would have really probably wondered what drugs you were taking. But life changes and shifts, and I was working on a part of the Pacific Highway, northern New South Wales, southern Queensland, and to get to the communities I worked in, I was having to be on that highway. And a culture of lawlessness had built up, tight delivery deadlines for truck drivers running Sydney-Brisbane. And the attitude seemed to be, this is our highway. If you don't get out of my way, we're going to make life difficult for you with our heavy vehicle. So I was tailgated for the third time in 12 months, and the third time was particularly horrifying. I could see the bugs on the grill of the truck behind me. It was so close.
Wow.
So I wrote a letter to the editor of the local newspaper, and that was subsequently printed, but he rang me and he said he had never had such interest and response from a letter to the editor, and it seemed everybody had a heavy vehicle horror story. So that was where my journey started. I set up a grassroots campaign and went after these cowboys, and like a lot of people who drive smaller vehicles, the industry has a bad reputation for being full of cowboys in these trucks. I now know that couldn't be further from the truth. But I got my truck license and went behind the iron curtain, so to speak, to see what makes these people tick and why they behave in that manner. And, the industry has done some amazing things in the last 8 years to ensure that truck drivers are more cared for, that the onus doesn't fall on the truck driver's shoulders if something goes wrong. There's something now called chain of responsibility. And if owners of companies put truck drivers in a situation where an incident occurs, everybody along that chain can be held to account now, not just the truck driver. So it's made life much easier for the truckies and made the roads a lot safer now, because these truck drivers can say, we're not doing that. We can't get there in that time. So, we'll just have to get there when we can.
Yeah. And look, I mentioned in the intro there that the industry remains classified as one of the most deadliest and unhealthiest in Australia, despite a decrease in fatalities involving heavy trucks. If it's not the fatalities that cause this kind of classification, what other factors contribute to that reputation?
I think the old adage, out of sight, out of mind, applies to a lot of truck drivers, mm-hmm. because they're in their trucks, they're away from the depot, so they tend to miss out on any health and wellness workplace initiatives. They spend a lot of time in their trucks alone, just with their thoughts. And if there is any spare time for anything, it's often spent, particularly with owner drivers, on truck repairs rather than looking after their own health. The industry is overwhelmingly male-dominated. I think where girls make up about 2% of the heavy vehicle driver cohort. So you've got a lot of blokes spending a lot of time alone, unable to be with their families. It's easy often to buy junk food rather than plan healthy meals. And so you have, weight issues are a problem, and I guess then we get into diabetes, and we're looking at a lot of mental health issues due to isolation going on as well. So this Health in Gear initiative that AusHelp developed after intense consultation with truck drivers is an absolute gift from above for truck drivers. I just cannot speak highly enough about the work that these dedicated people have done to help the truck drivers who are often forgotten.
It sounds like an amazing campaign, and definitely one that is definitely needed. We are out of time, but I do want to quickly end the interview on a positive note. What do you love about driving heavy trucks? What are the things that you never get tired of seeing?
Well, look, my role with a company called Women in Trucking Australia is to encourage more women into the industry. But being out on the roads, sunrises and sunsets, I'm doing work up in the Barossa Valley at the moment. So looking at the grapevines and, meeting wonderful people. And, like, it's just like being on an all-expenses-paid tour of the country. And I love being by myself with my music. So there are lots of positives and wonderful opportunities for anybody who's considering a trucking career. Now we've got Health in Gear on board as well. Lots of help out there. Lots of help out there for truck drivers too.
Lyndall, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marlene. Thanks so much.